Please remain standing for the scripture reading.
依然站立, 我一起读这个今日的经文。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the Old Testament, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 1 through 17.
今日读经的经文来自撒母耳记下第七章1到17节。
We'll first read this in English responsively, and then in Chinese.
先用英文用启应方式来读, 然后用中文读出。
2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 1. Now when the king lived in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his surrounding enemies. And Nathan said to the king, Go, do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you. Go and tell my servant David, Thus says the Lord, Would you build me a house to dwell in? In all places where I have moved with all the people of Israel, did I speak a word with any of the judges of Israel? Whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, Why have you not built me a house of cedar? And I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make for you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. From the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel, and I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. But my steadfast love will not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away from before you. Let's read verse 17 together. In accordance with all these words, and in accordance with all this vision, Nathan spoke to David.
撒母耳记下第七章第一节。 王住在自己宫中，耶和华使他安静，不被四围的仇敌骚扰。 拿单对王说：你可以照你的心意而行，因为耶和华与你同在。 你去告诉我仆人大卫说：耶和华如此说，你可建造殿宇给我居住呢？在会幕中行走。凡我同以色列人所就的地方，我何曾向以色列一支派的士师，又是我吩咐牧养我民以色列的说：你们为何不给我建造香柏木的殿宇呢？ 你无论往哪里去，我常与你们同在，剪除世上的一切仇敌。我不使你得大名， 好像世界大大有名的人一样。并不像我命士师治理我民以色列的时候一样，我必使你安情，不被一切仇敌扰乱，并且我耶和华应许你，为你建立家室。他必为我的名建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国位，直到永远。但我的慈爱仍不离开他，像离开你面前所废弃的扫罗一样。我一起读十七节。拿单就按这一切话，照这默示告诉大卫。
May God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
愿神祝福读同埋听佢话语嘅人。
Today we have the great pleasure of having Mr. David Park bring God's message for us, and the title of his message is God's promise to David.
我今日好高兴再一次有 David Park 嚟到我哋嘅教会传讲神嘅信息。佢讲到嘅题目系神对大卫的应许。
Okay, good morning, everybody.
大家早晨。
It's great to be able to join you again. For those of you guys that do not know who I am, my name's David Park, and I serve on staff at Redeemer Eastside.
咁我係第二次嚟到你嘅教會。我上一次如果冇見到你嘅時候，我係 David Park， 我係呢個曼哈頓嘅救主堂嘅其中一位牧師。
And this morning, I want to begin with a question of I wonder how many of us have ever felt like we live in a world.That is hopelessly broken.
有几多人觉得我今日所居住嘅世界系破碎嘅呢？
Maybe some of you guys are frustrated over the human authorities or systems that are above you and just can't seem to get it right.
或者系喺你所做嘅地方你觉得喺在上位嘅或者呢个成个嘅系统，你觉得系好似好有问题，系破碎嘅呢？
Or perhaps you have conversations with people andespecially in today's climate, it's really hard to have a dialogue and to have a conversation without people getting angry.
咁或者你同喺同人其他人嘅对话里边，有几多时候同人哋倾偈好多人系好愤怒嘅咧
？And after a while, you start to become cynical about some of these things, and you begin to think that these things are too big for me.
咁跟住你可能你会觉得呢一切嘅嘢太大啦。
And if you've ever felt that way before, then you probably understand the way that David was feeling in our passage.
咁如果你明白呢一切嘅时候，你可能就会明白喺呢个嘅经文里边大卫佢嘅感受。
Because the journey of David's life, especially through 2 Samuel, is one that's actually filled with a lot of blood and a lot of brokenness.
咁喺呢个经文里边，喺呢段嘅喺呢个嘅书卷里边，你见到好多流血。好多呢個破碎嘅事。
And we might miss this because in the very opening verse, it goes through this very quickly. It says that the Lord had given rest from all his surrounding enemies.
咁但係喺開頭你睇到就話佢睇到話咧，耶和華令到佢哋係安情，係有太平喺度。
And the background to our passage is that there has been a civil war that has been going on for many, many years.
咁但係之前其實喺以色列有呢個嘅內戰。
For years, Saul has been trying to kill David, and Israel is divided. And we know that civil wars are bad. If you look at the American Civil War, more casualties in the American Civil War than World War I and II combined.
咁你睇到就话喺呢个经文之前系有呢个嘅内战，呢个扫罗同大卫喺度争夺，亦都喺我哋嘅认知里边美国嘅内战佢死嘅人。是比我们在第一次世界大战、第二次大战死的人是更加多。
But what makes this more complicated is that this is a holy civil war, meaning that both sides are fanatical. Both sides are claiming that they are doing the will of God.
咁但係呢個唔同嘅就話喺呢一個內戰，好似係呢一個屬靈嘅內戰，因為每一邊都話神喺佢嘅旁邊。
So Saul's forces, they're saying that the prophet, they're saying that Saul, he rules by divine rule, and that David, he's simply someone that's trying to get him rid of the throne.
咁啊，掃羅話我係神所安立嘅一個嘅王，大衛只係想一個叛變嘅人。
But David's forces say that the prophet Samuel, he had anointed the shepherd boy long ago, and he's the true heir to the throne.
咁但係另一方面，大衛話唔係喎，係呢個嘅啊撒母耳，佢安立我去做呢個以色列嘅王。
So with no end in sight, both sides are insistent that they're doing God's will.
咁所以兩邊都話我所做嘅嘢都係順住神嘅旨意。
In just a couple chapters previous to this chapter, Abner, the general of Saul's army, decides that they need to stop fighting because the Philistines are looking at all of this and they're waiting for their opportunity to take advantage of this civil war.
咁而另一方面有一個人叫約押，佢話佢就同兩邊講話，你哋唔好再打啦。佢話因為喺旁邊嘅非利士人去準備去侵略以色列。
So finally, Abner, he says, okay, we need to stop fighting. We need to make David king. That is huge.
当他说、啊、你们要停止这个战争，让大卫去正式成为以色列的君王。
So Abner, he goes to David.
于是他去到大卫的前面。
So he goes to David to make a covenant, but David's general, Joab, is suspicious. And as soon as Abner walks into the camp, he kills Abner.
咁呢個嘅先知去到大衛嘅前面，將佢喺呢個約押嘅面前去咁樣講。咁但係佢一出咗去，又俾呢個嘅大衛嘅軍呢、這個嘅軍官所殺咗。
And with everybody watching, right? So Abner, he went in good faith, to their guy to end this thing, and then David's right hand man kills him.
咁你睇到就係當呢個嘅 Abner 佢去到大衛嘅面前，本來係好心想結束呢場戰爭，但就俾大衛旁邊嘅軍官所殺咗。
You can imagine David probably thought at this point this is never going to end.
佢話大衛就話啦，啊咁樣樣咧，就好多麻煩會嚟啦。
And so I paint this picture for us because this is the world that David lives in. He lives in a world it doesn't need just maybe some slight tweaking or slight correction.No, he lives in a world that is utterly broken.
咁你睇到就話大衛當時所住嘅世代其實有好多嘅破碎。
And I encourage you keep reading 2 Samuel because even after David becomes king, the rest of his reign, he is constantly worrying about loyalty. Right till the end, he's deciding with his advisors how to carefully plan so that someone else doesn't take over the throne.
就算大衛佢成為咗君王之後，如果你繼續睇撒母耳記下，睇到大衛都面對好多嘅問題。究竟個國家有冇太平呢？究竟啲人係咪對佢忠心呢？佢點樣樣可以求劃一切，令到冇人可以去反叛佢呢
？The brokenness it also reminds us to take the fall seriously, specifically how it messes up their relationships, their politics, their theology.
这个破碎不单止是人和人之间的破碎，亦都可以在政治上面的破碎，亦都可以在神学上面的破碎。
And this is still the world that you and I live in. And only a couple chapters later, when we get to our passage, the fact that David is now king and gets to enjoy this peace, it's not the result of some great human strategy, but this is none other than God's handiwork.
咁你睇到就話佢哋能夠，我哋跳到去今日嗰個經文，卒之呢個以色列可能享受呢個太平，唔係人嘅緣故，係神嘅原因。
The passage that we read today is saying that God has anointed and established David as king. God has done this.
係神去高立呢個大衛，係神將大衛放喺呢個王位上邊。
And so our passage today is arguably just about that one thing that God has undoubtedly built and is establishing his kingdom.
是神去建立大卫这个的王国。
And we're going to explore how God does this in three ways: the God who stoops down, the God who lifts up, and the God who stands firm.
我们看到就是神在哪三方面去帮助大卫去建立他的宝座。
The God who stoops down, if you're looking with me in verse 2, David, he realizes that there's something very, very wrong here.
在第二节我们看到有一件事是很不对的。
He says that I live in a house of cedar, while the God that I serve lives in a tent.
他说，看啊，我住在香柏木的宫中，神的约柜反在幔子里。
In other words, David, who lives in a palace of cedar, meaning luxury, desires to build a more suitable quarters for his God that lives in a tent that's meant for a wanderer.
你看到就说，他自己住在一个香柏木的一个王宫。 反而这个神的约柜就在人搬来搬去住的一个临时的一个帐幕里面。
And then Nathan seems to give him the green light, but that very same night, God comes to Nathan and tells him that David will not build this temple.
那拿单去很赞成大卫这么说，就在同一晚耶和华跟拿单说，他说大卫不可以为我建立圣殿。
Now, I think we can say David, he desires to do a good thing, but God's no is because he has something bigger planned.
大卫他很想有一个好好的计划，但神所为他预备的计划，比他想象中是更加大。
And it's here where I think we're actually reminded of one of the most beautiful spiritual truths from Scripture.
你看到在这个圣经里面的一个真理。
In verses 5 to 7, the Lord talked about when he had brought them out of Egypt and that they were wandering in the desert for years.
神告诉他们，当这个以色列人离开这个埃及的时候，他都是跟着他们周围流浪。
And what the Lord is saying in those verses, he is saying that as long as my people live in tents, I will live in a tent.
他说，当那些人都依然住在这个帐幕里面的时候，他都是跟他们同在。
If my people are always pilgrims on a journey, then he is the pilgrim God, sharing the joys and sorrows of the journey with them.
他说，如果那些人在这个朝圣的这个路途上面的时候，去跟随神，他亦都会在这个朝圣的路上与他们同在，无论是喜乐或者是悲哀。
So this is the divine plan of God, right? He's willing and wants to identify with his people. He wants to let them know that he is always with them.
他想告诉以色列人，无论是什么情况，神都是与他们同在。
And this tent is a beautiful picture of the God who stoops down.
你看到在这个经文里面，神去拒绝了大卫的邀请，的要求。
And so realize, when we get to the New Testament, realize that the incarnation of Jesus is not a new concept.
你看到就是当神去道成肉身，其实不是一件很新的事。
Jesus has been simply imitating what the Father has been doing all along.
你看到就说，其实父神一直都是与这个以色列民去同在。
When the Word became flesh so that Jesus could draw near to his people and identify with them.
你看到就是当神去道成肉身，而让到人是与神这个同在。
Right, even with Jesus, when it looks like that he's going to leave the disciples and he leaves them with what we know as the Great Commission, Jesus also reminds them of his great commitment to them. He says, surely I will be with you to the end of the ages.
而当耶稣基督在升上天上将这个大使命交给这个人的时候，他都说到无论你去哪里，我是与你同在。
And perhaps this is one of the many reasons why God wants no cedar temple yet, because he must make a secure place for Israel first.
神不想我一个香柏木所建造的一个宫殿，因为他想先为到这个人去预备一切。
How can God live in a temple while some of his people are still in tents?
那为什么神会觉得我为什么要住在一个香柏木的殿宇，当很多人都依然住在这个帐幕里面呢？
God willingly stoops down to share the hardships with his people, and he is not ashamed to say that he has been traveling in a tent with them.
他亦都不会觉得很羞耻，他是一直与这个以色列人在旷野流浪的时候，同他们一起流浪。
And as this word comes to us today, I want us to consider how personal, how close God is to us.
那我们亦都看到就是说， 神与我哋一齐，其实系一件几个人嘅事咧？
I think often in our minds, right, we have this concept of a deity that's kind of high and far off.
不是说一个神去收收埋埋，或者一个神是不见了。
But the God of the Bible treats both deity and humility not as opposite things, but these things go together.
而对于在圣经里面的神来讲，他的神圣和他的谦卑是永远都是一起。
And if this stooping down shows us anything, it shows us that how committed God is to His people.
所以当这个神去拒绝了大卫的要求的时候，你看到神是与这个人，他将他答应与他同在，是一起的。
Secondly, when we look at a God who lives up, you'll see in verse 8, God, He goes back to a time when David, He was just taking care of his sheep, He was just a shepherd boy.
他亦都去提醒翻大卫，佢提醒翻大卫话：你起初你都系一个嘅牧童。
So from that moment when he was anointed by Samuel as a shepherd boy until now, 15 years have passed.
佢话你喺十五年前你做一个牧童嘅时候，我高立你做一个王，今日过咗十五年啦。
And now we are finally seeing those promises being fulfilled, completed. Right? We see how committed God is to David, but now.God makes even more promises to David.
咁喺十五年前，我答应咗与你同在，到今日你坐喺你嘅位置。
So recall that David he desired to build this house for God, but God said no. And I wonder how many of us like David are thinking that you need to do something for God in order for God to bless you.
另一方面，有几多个人好似大卫咁样样，因为神为佢做咗一啲嘅嘢，佢愿意。倒翻转头去为神去做翻一啲嘢咧。
And this is the message of our passage. And a question I want to ask is, how would you feel if I told you that because of grace, God wants to bless you before you even do anything for Him at all?
你睇唔睇到就话啊？如果当神去祝福你去咁多嘅时候，咁今日你会点样样回应咧？
And God, He makes a counter promise to David. He says, "No, I'll do you one better. I'll build you." A house.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat?
Yeah, so God, He makes a counter response to David, and He says, No, I will build you a house.
但相反来讲，神话我不需要做乜嘢，反而我会为你去建立这个家室。
But it's not the kind of house that David is thinking of with four walls and a roof.
他所讲的建立家室，建立他，不是说四埲墙的一个一间屋
But the kind of house that God promises is one of a dynasty, one with descendants.
是说一个在将他的家族变成一个的皇室去继续去掌管这个世界。
And so God's commitment is not just to make David king over Israel and get rid of all of his enemies. God is committed to establish a kingdom that's going to last forever.
不单止是为将大卫他的敌人去打败，去建立一个安稳的以色列，而是说让到这个大卫他的政权是不断地延续下去。
And in verses 8 to 11, the main point and the main thrust here is that God is a God of sheer grace.
他看到在第八到第十一节，他讲到说大卫他是好像这个以色列人是他的子民。是他的羊，他去带领他们。
So God, He takes the shepherd boy, He makes him king, and not only makes him king, but claims that he will have a kingdom and a dynasty that will last through the ages.
所以大卫神同这个牧童的大卫讲，我不单止去建立你，亦都会将你的国是建立到永远。
And here's where our God is unique, because every other religion says,Build me a temple, then I will bless you.
其他的宗教会说，你为我去起一个殿宇，我会祝福你。
Our God says that you will not build me a temple, I will build you a dynasty. Grace in the Christian worldview is received unconditionally.
即正如好似呢度一样所讲，神不需要我哋去建立佢一啲咩嘅殿宇，而神会为大卫去建立呢个永恒嘅国，亦都正如佢咁样样去祝福佢嘅信徒一样。
And so there was an article that I want to share with you all in the New York Times, where basically the author was saying that the problem that we have in our society is that whatever identity or characteristic that you have, it makes you feel more superior to the person that doesn't have it.
很多时候在这个《纽约时报》里面讲到有一段的文章，说很多时候今日的人觉得自己有一些什么嘢嘅时候，佢会觉得自己会比人哋好。
So, for example, right, if you're really hardworking, you feel superior to lazy people. Or if you're liberal, you feel more superior to conservatives, things of that nature.
或者很简单，你是一个很勤力的人，可能你会嘲笑那些懒惰的人，你是一个很自由派的人，你未必会看得起那些很保守的人。
So the conclusion of his article is he says that we always are caught in this cycle. We always have to look down on people, no matter what identity that we have.
无论我们是什么民族，有什么背景，人都有一个习惯看不起其他人。
But the only identity that actually does not fall into that cycle is the Christian identity.
但其实唯有这个基督徒的身份是不应该这样做。
Because the Christian identity is not one that you and I can earn, right? We are chosen by sheer grace.
因为这个基督徒的身份不是我们的选择，是神去给过我们。
So no Christian can ever say, I've worked really, really hard and I've earned my Christian identity, therefore I feel superior to those non-Christians.
所以基督徒不应该说，我很勤力，能够得到这个基督徒的身份，我应该是比人家好，不是这样的。
You actually can't look down on anybody, right? It's not something that you've earned, and so therefore it's very, very humbling.
这个基督徒的身份不是赚回来，所以是一样嘢，我哋系应该系要谦卑。
But I also want to share that this is also radically affirming because there's a deeper security because you can't lose this.
亦都更加有一样嘢就话，呢一样嘅身份系我哋唔会失去，所以呢一个嘅样嘢俾我一个好大嘅承诺，一个安全感。
So the idea is, I never earn my salvation. How can I unearn it?
我从来都没有去赚过我的救恩，咁我点会去失去我的救恩呢？
And I want to encourage you guys this morning that that ought to be the kind of humility and meekness that we carry as Christians.
所以今日我做基督徒的时候，我应该带住一个咁嘅谦虚。
That when we look at other people, that we can also have an infinite amount of hope for them.
因为我系周围去望其他人嘅时候，其他人都可以有同样咁嘅盼望。
And so it actually prevents us from saying, right, we look at a person and say, well, that's just the kind of person that wouldn't get saved, right? He wouldn't become a Christian.
你不会周围去望望一个，这个人他不会成为一个基督徒。
We cannot say that because before Jesus Christ, we were just as hopeless as any other person.
因为如果没有耶稣基督，我同这一个人根本都是一模一样。
And this is why that we talk about in the Christian life, our identity is received, not achieved.
所以说在耶稣基督里面，我们的身份是从神而来，不是靠自己去赚回来。
And so David too, he is not an active initiator, but he is a passive recipient.
所以大卫说，我是一个被动，我是接受神所给我礼物，不是我去主动去争取得到这个身份。
And so because God is just pouring out his grace to us, it leaves us no room for us to wonder, is it our works? Is that the reason why God has blessed us?
所以神很清楚告诉我们，不是我们能够做到什么去赚取我们的救恩。
In other words, it can assure us, and we can be sure that God is the one who saves us and perfects us.
所以我有一个确据，是知道是神。
And this is going to be very important for both our original audience and for us this morning to remember because the theological crisis at the end of the Old Testament is that Babylon takes over Israel. They're scattered, they're taken into exile.
在这个旧约圣经去到尾的时候，又出现了一个神学性的危机，又说这个巴比伦去占领了这个犹大和以色列。
So there is no king on the throne, right, when Babylon comes. They're not even in the land.
以色列他没有了自己的王, 也都失去了他的土地。
And when dark times come, the question on everybody's mind is, how can we be sure that God will stay true to His promises? How can we be certain?
没有这个地的时候,
Lastly, we'll look at a God who stands firm.
最后一样东西我们讲到就是说我要在我们的信上去站立得稳。
You know, it doesn't take very long for the kingdom to go on and it goes, you know, awry.
好看到就说这件事很快来到了。
And it's important for us to remember that God, He is not surprised by Israel's disobedience.
神没有为到以色列人他的不信去而惊讶。
If you look closely at verse 14, God says when he commits iniquity, not if.
在第14节他说他若犯了罪我必用人的杖责打他。他这里他说他已经是隐隐地告诉我们，他知道以色列人会犯罪。
So the covenant that God makes with David, he assumes that he's going to mess it up.
他很清楚知道以色列人很快会犯了罪。
And so in verses 12 to 16, we are actually given three promises about the promise.
在第14到16节里面，他给了我们三个的应许。
First, that death will not stop it, sin cannot destroy it, and time will not exhaust it.
他说过没有一样东西可以去扰乱他。
And these promises are particularly important because David, right, he's eventually going to pass away. Right, Israel eventually becomes so wicked, you can't even tell the difference between Israel and the other nations.
他说大卫有一天你会离开，亦都以色列这个国家有一天会变成这么邪恶，离开了神，和世界上每一个国家都是没什么分别。
And as the years wore on, right, and Israel is living in exile, people begin to wonder, right, did we sin so bad that there's no coming back from this?
而他们去邪恶的地步，好像这个以色列人没得回头。
Perhaps those promises are for an outdated and older generation.
好像这一切都会成为过去的时候。
And these same questions, I believe that we can ask ourselves this morning as well.
我可以爱今神去问我们自己。
And this is also one of the reasons why when you open up to the New Testament, the very first page, it begins with a genealogy.
所以在这个新约圣经的第一章，你打开新约圣经的时候所讲的就是耶稣的家谱。
That God has in fact preserved the line of David.
他看到就说这个是大卫他的家谱，他的子孙。
That despite the great iniquity of Israel, right, there's a greater steadfast love that will not depart from them.
但是看到就说神的慈爱依然没离开他们。
A descendant of David, Jesus Christ, he comes to die on a cross. He conquers sin, he conquers death, and he ushers in a kingdom that will last forever.
而是大卫的子孙耶稣基督为我们在十字架上钉上十架，去为我们的罪付上这个代价。
And so in Christ, I want us to realize that He is the climax of the God who stoops down, the God who lifts up, and the God who stands firm.
我们看到耶稣基督就是这一切的高潮，就算神去拒绝了大卫的要求，是神去扶立了这个大卫，但去到这里是关于耶稣基督。
Every shadow that we see in our passage, it ends up eventually leading up to Christ.
其实这里所讲的一切都好像是一个将来一切美事的一个影，去给我们去预先知道见到。
So we have Christ who he condescends to be in the flesh with us.
你看到神是最终他会道成肉身与我们同在。
We have Christ who took mere fishermen, he turned them into a royal priesthood.
他将这个几个的渔夫，将他变成有君尊的祭司。
He was committed to pouring his life into them, even though that Jesus knew that they would abandon him in the end.
他虽然知道他们有一天这些人会离开他，但他都依然去高立他们。
Christ was committed to lifting up his people. He was committed to his mission.
他亦都去对于人要为他所做的事，他会去委身。
And we can stand firm in that promise because when Jesus was on the cross, he said one of the last and strangest words on the cross. He said, "It was finished."
所以耶稣基督在十字架上面他说到他说这一切是成了成了所以是神对一切的承诺
And the true king's arrival, King Jesus, it's a sobering reminder that grace does not fail to do what is set out to do.
而耶稣基督也都说过他所给的恩典是不会去失落
And so this morning, if you are tempted to despair,stand firm, not because we have anything to show for it, but stand firm with Jesus because Jesus has overcome the world and we can be certain of that.
如果今晨你觉得好失落的时候你不需要因为神在这里去为我们去承诺了一切。
And so as we close, in a broken world that David lives in the world that you and I live in,
所以在无论是大卫当日住在一个破碎的世界或者今日你和我住在一个破碎的世界里面
I want us to consider three calls that we can respond with.
所以他提醒你有三个不同的呼召
The first call is to lament well.
第一是从人的
You say well, right?
Yeah, to lament.
人所有的东西上面
I think to lament male, it means that we need, there's a call to recognize the hopelessness in our world.
Right?
It also means that we need to make space and allow for us to be sad. The second is a call for repentance. In particular,The temptation to buy into apathy and cynicism when we look at the state of our world.
第二件事就要去睇到我自己嘅罪。
And realize that apathy and cynicism are not Christian virtues.
好多时候呢个世界对呢、这个有啲事情有啲嘅好多嘅迷惘或者好多嘅困惑或者嘅迷信都唔系一个基督徒应该有嘅嘢。
But as you turn away from those things, would your hope then be rekindled?To a kingdom and that will last forever, that will get it right one day. And we believe that that kingdom will bring justice, security, and the community that we also long for.
唯有是神这个的世界才会将这个的安全感将一切的东西带回来。
And lastly, it's a call to action because the kingdom of Jesus means hope for our world.
咁神所俾嘅世界係將呢個盼望俾咗呢個世界，所以我需要有呢個嘅行動。
Jesus, He comes us to renew us not just as individuals, but then He also comes to renew the world.
亦都係嚟到呢個世界嘅上邊。
Salvation is not merely an individual thing, but a corporate project.
呢個嘅救恩唔係一個個人嘅事，係大家一齊整體嘅事。
There is hope for us as we care for the poor, as we care for one another, as we bring justice and peace to our neighborhoods.
我哋要关心大家，亦都将呢个嘅平安去带俾我哋嘅社区。
When we bring the good news of Jesus Christ to a place, it makes that place a good place.
我哋将神嘅平安带咗一个地方嘅时候，令到当地某一个社区能够得到改变。
And this is good news for our world.
亦都係令到慢慢令呢個世界得到改變。
Lastly, if you can have confidence in these big Davidic promises, then consider with me the faith of a mustard seed. How much more can we trust?
而最後就話，你同我可唔可以成為一個小小芥菜嘅一個嘅種子，去將呢個嘅福音去帶俾其他人呢？
And as Archbishop Desmond Tutu said, right before the end of apartheid in South America.Or South Africa, he said, here it is impossible to be optimistic, therefore we must hope.
在这个南非，在这个种族歧视之前，他有个大主教道徒说，今日好像我们看不到，但有这个种子可以让一切慢慢去改变，去散开。
Let's pray together.
我们一起低头祈祷。
Father, Lord, we pray as this passage comes to us in a world that is very divided, that is very broken.
我们今天将这个福音带到一个很分裂、很破碎的世界。
God, help us not to despair, Lord Jesus, in what we see happening around us, but help us to look to you instead.
让我们因为去望住主耶稣基督的缘故，让我们不会去有这个的失落。
In you, Lord Jesus, that we can have confidence that, Lord, your grace is the one that we long for, that will come one day to heal all broken things.
我深信你会来到去医治这一切的破碎。
And you do it in such a way, Lord Jesus, that, Lord, you are involved, you are close, and you are personal.
因为你是很个人的，你也去在我们的生活里面，你会参与在一切。
Thank you for your son, Jesus.
为到耶稣基督去感谢。
Even now, we know that he intercedes for us on our behalf.
他来到，他为到我们的好处。
We pray for all these things in your son's name, we pray.
我一切奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Thank you.